This is Fox Talk with me, Emily Stites, a show about nothing but everything in between accidental entrepreneurship, intentional beauty boss business, and a whole lot of foxing around, bringing you strategies and hacks with a few of my finest and foxiest friends. Thanks for listening. Okay, so happy 7th birthday to Sorella.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you, thank
you. Did you guys do anything special to celebrate?
We reminisced a lot and talked about how surreal it was that we brought a team of 20 to the New York show where we had launched that exact same day 7 years ago. So it was cool to have the core four people that all started it back together. And we got to sneak away for some lunches and some dinners and kind of reminisce and reflect.
Oh, that's amazing. So the four people that were originally there were also there this year? That's
yes,
really special.
Danielle, myself, and then Chuck, my husband, who's the CEO, and then Max, who is also part owner, and he does more of the logistics and shipping and packaging. So,
okay, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for letting me interview you again. I just was dying to get to know a little bit more of the behind the scenes of Sorella and how you started. So I kind of wanted to do this like how I built this style. So, okay, last time we talked, you had said that you sold your car so you could put a down payment for the SBA loan for your spa. So, okay, let's just start there. Like, what kind of car was it that you sold?
It was a Mercedes, a white Mercedes SUV. And I sold it and drove the family car, I guess you could call it. It was Chuck and Danielle's car in college. Both of their parents had driven it. They bought it brand new, but it was like a 1990 something Jimmy that the window didn't work. One of the doors didn't work. To give you a little perspective. And the funny thing about the car is the brakes were so squeaky. And I signed up for these women's networking groups to try and get the name out about my spa. And I would pull into this country club parking lot, just, it was so embarrassing. And I would even try and park far away so nobody could see me in this car, but you could hear me, unfortunately. So, but I drove that for a year until I was able to save up for a nicer car. And I, my hairstylist gave me her number for her CPA, and he was able to set it up to where the business bought the car, and he helped me save a lot of money that way. So,
oh, that's amazing. The things that you learn from other people in the industry, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the SBA loans are amazing. I needed 10% down the way they had structured it, to get the loan. And so I needed $10,000 essentially. And I didn't have 10,000 cash sitting around. So yeah. I did.
That's amazing. So were you and Chuck married at the time you guys started the spa?
We were engaged. We would have been married, but we didn't have any money for a wedding. So it just got postponed. We, the money that we did get for the wedding, we put towards the down payment of a house. And then we were starting the spa. So it was just kind of a crazy time. So we postponed the wedding until I think Lime was open for about a year before we officially got married.
A true CEO, like to make sure you guys are set up for your future before like blowing all your money on a party, right? I love that. That's great.
back, I regret it. Our wedding was, we were on such a budget because we had zero money. We put it all into the businesses. So I feel like we always joke that we need a wedding redo.
That's my husband and I too. We, a similar kind of story, but yeah, we are 5 years coming up this year. So we were like, let's like do something, like go to Mexico or like something, because we haven't got to do anything. Like we went to the courthouse. So
yeah,
we need a redo. what was your spa called and what did you guys specialize in?
It was called Lime Spa. I took a marketing class in college and they said, you know, think of something short and sweet that people can spell. They'll remember it and make it symbolic. Mm-hmm. Because you can kind of tell a story with your name. So Lime is Emily spelled backwards without the Y. And
I love that.
Yeah.
It's genius.
We specialize in, I would say, just facials, like hour-long facials. And then brow waxing is mainly the services that we offered.
Okay, awesome. So now you said that you had sold like 16 different lines at one point, and when you got started, it even took you 4 years to even start retailing. So was that when you were a solo SE before you brought in those retail lines? Yeah. Okay. So then when you opened up your spa, you had so many different lines.
Yeah, so I was a solo esthetician right out of beauty school, which I wouldn't recommend. I rented a little room before salon suites were a thing, but it was essentially like a little salon suite situation. It had a door to the exterior, but it was surrounded by a bunch of little other like beauty salons. And I didn't retail products for the first 3 years. And then I went to the Vegas trade show, took some classes, and that's when I really got savvy in. I brought in a skincare line, and then I brought in Jane Iredell makeup. And the Jane Iredell makeup really taught me a lot about how to retail products. Your clients are buying products from everywhere. It might as well be you. And so I really tried to, I did carry 16 different lines, but they weren't all skincare. I would say there was probably eight skincare, but then I had like a brow line because my clients were buying brow pencils from somewhere. I had the Jane Iredell makeup. I had a sunscreen line. I had like a body scrub and lotion line, candles. I really tried to just keep it big because we had a rule that all the estheticians working there had to put a basket of at least three products in the basket every time they finished a service, whether it was brows, facials, pedicure, manicure. And our clients just got trained and they were like, well, where's my basket if somebody forgot to do it? And the receptionist actually was required to put products in a basket too. So it could have been like a candle, a brow pencil, or, you know, it didn't always have to be skincare because a lot of our regulars already had all of their skincare. And the basket system really seemed to work for us. So yeah, but I was embarrassed
That's
to say that I
great.
didn't retail products the first 2 years.
I love that basket idea. I always tell my girls, like, hand them the product that you used on them in their brows. Like, oh, and I used this on you today. Because if you already give it to them, they're either going to be like, okay, no thanks, or they're going to be like, okay, thank you. You
Yes.
know?
And it
That's
feels
so
so
genius.
scary to start. But I just say, you know, these are the products I recommend for you. Or I put some products in a basket and then you go and do whatever, tidy up your room or whatever your setup is. And at that point, we would just say, I'm going to go get ready for my next client, but she's going to check you out. And then the front desk person would say, what products do you want to take home today? Versus a yes or no. Do you want to take any products home today? That's very easy to say no. So what products do you want to take home today? And like I said, most people would get mad if they didn't have a basket. So it really was, you know, they're buying it from somewhere. It might as well be you. So, and then I would
Absolutely.
put all products in a basket with a lot of clients. I was overly confident. And we kind of saw a trend that if you put 12 in the basket, seven go home. If you put six in the basket, three go home. If you put three, one goes home. So kind of shoot for the moon. And I would just say, this is your dream regimen of what I'd recommend for you. Take a look and let me know if you have any questions.
That's great. I love that. And so the girls earn commission on those.
Yes, they did. We did a sliding scale. So if they sold over a certain amount, they got 15%, 10%, and then it went down to 5%. If I could do it over again, I would have done the commissions based off of your booking order. So if you had the highest commission sales, you would have been first in line. I met a spa owner after I'd already turned it into salon suites that did that, and I think that's genius.
Yeah, that is genius. That's great. So basically, like, the more clients that they had, they would have the better opportunity. Is that right?
The more retail products they sold, they would make a higher commission. But what I found is that really you have the people that are rock stars retailers, they're making the higher commissions. The ones that aren't selling don't really care about it anyway. So it really didn't entice them or motivate them, like I was hoping it would. We did have, you know, sometimes if I was organized at the like at that third week of the month, I'd say, hey, you're really close to bumping it up to the next level. You know, if you just sell $100 more a day, you could get there. Because we were really big on like daily goals, hourly goals. It kind of made more sense to me to be like, you could sell, you know, for $3,000 and retail a month. It's really only, you know, you work this many days a week. It's $100 a day, one product essentially for your five clients that are coming in. So.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great piece of advice. So, if you could give an esthetician who's like on the fence of retailing or not retailing, or maybe they've been burned by like picking up a retail line, like what advice would you give them?
Two things. One of them is ask for the sale. So I just was so nervous to even ask for it. And then count to five. So say something like, did you want to purchase any of the products I use on you today? And count to five in your head because it can be scary. So one, two, three, four, five. And they will say something. And it just kind of, if you practice it, if you're really scared like I was, I can totally relate. That might help. And then the second one is lack of confidence, right? Really, it's just a lack of confidence that we're scared to ask for the sale. You can build that confidence with education. So I learned this acronym from, I love to give credit where it's due. Her name's Dori Suka. She used to own a business where she helps day spa owners. It's called Inspiration Management. And now she only helps med spas. But she came up with this acronym called PRIDE, PRIDE. P stands for product, R stands for results, I stands for ingredients, D stands for demonstrate, and E is for experience. And so you take a product like apricot mango cleansing milk. You say, you know, Emily, this is apricot mango cleansing milk that I used on you in the first cleanse today. It has comfrey root and allantoin, which are both going to be soothing and calming and healing for your skin. And then that's the ingredients. And then you want to go R results. So I kind of jumped ahead, soothing, calming, healing to your skin. You notice that, or you're definitely a little more sensitive. I think it's going to be the perfect cleanser for you. D is demonstrate. So you're going to actually do one pump, put it on your skin dry, and then you're going to go in with a wet washcloth or water to rinse it off, massage it in for 1 or 2 minutes. And then the E is experience. This cleanser smells amazing. I think it's going to really help with your dryness. And so if you can kind of learn two ingredients of every product, it's going to roll off your tongue so much easier if you can kind of break it down, and you're going to establish credibility instantly because you're going to give them the result. You're going to grab their attention right away with just keeping it simple.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That is so genius. And I love having almost like a script, but not really a script. So, because sometimes you get nervous. And so just going PRIDE, done. Like that is so
Yes.
genius. Thank you so much for sharing that. I
Yeah,
love
it really
that.
does work. And I've seen light bulbs go off when I teach it to estheticians, and it you can practice it on the way to work, or I would kind of line up my day and say, okay, like this person has never tried Sorella before. I'm going to recommend my top three sellers based on her skin type. And you can kind of rehearse it.
Yeah, that would make me absolutely feel comfortable selling anything. Like
Yes.
if you know all of those things, that's like the golden ticket. That's great.
Yes.
Thank
Well,
you.
flashcards help learning the two ingredients, quizzing yourself, rehearsing with a family member.
Yeah. Practice helps. So how long did you have your spa before you and Chuck decided to start Sorella?
We
How many
launched in
years into
2009
it?
and we launched Sorella in 2017. So, I guess it would be 8 years in, but we started working on it for a good, I came across an email the other day that was from 2014 about launching Sorella. So it was a good 4 years in the works, but I was working in the treatment room still, owning my spa. Danielle was full time, 40 plus hours a week at corporate Wells Fargo, and Chuck was still working at his job. So I would say it was very, very sparingly that we were working on it.
Yeah, you were like slowly building it before you made the decision to go and look for a labs, right?
Yes, yeah, we kind of knew what products we wanted to make just based on my clientele. And I recognized very early on that products that smelled better sold a lot easier than the ones that didn't. Products that really got that repeat sale, which is what we're looking for. And I kind of had a good, I broke it down in my mind to 9 different skin types. And I thought if we could have enough products to cover all of those skin types, we'd be in a good spot.
Yeah. So was your vision always, well, was your vision to sell the products in Lyme, or was it always like a business to business, like to get into other estheticians' treatment rooms?
It was always a little bit bigger. Yeah, Chuck came to the trade show with me, and I see all these husbands. We were just in New York at the trade show last week carrying all the bags, and that was him. And I would go there and have shiny object syndrome and buy the newest, greatest thing. And he would always question, why do you carry this line? Why do you carry this line? And so, I mean, we always tease that, whose idea was it? But it was definitely his. He just saw the opportunity there, and he knew that, go big or go home was kind of been our motto since we started. So we wanted to have a big giant booth with a, we didn't want to just start with four products. And we definitely wanted to go, have the pro wholesale accounts.
Okay, today is my son's first birthday. And so
Oh.
I've been like a little emotional, but so I was like looking back at pictures and oh, this is so dumb.
No.
I was looking back at pictures and like I told you, I found out I was pregnant the day I got home from the ICE show 2022.
Yes.
And so I've been going to trade shows forever too. And so I can remember Long Beach 2021 when it was, I don't remember, it's not like the same time of year that is now. But anyways, Aries' booth was like smaller. And then I go to Vegas this past year and it was like boom, Sorella everywhere. And then the next year it was like Sorella was literally everywhere. And then seeing you guys in Vegas, like how massive the booth was and just like all the people swarming it and like Katie doing demos, like I was just like feeling it. I'm like, this is so inspiring, like how much you guys actually have grown. So
Thank you. It was we had it. We started with a 10 by 20 booth in New York in the back corner because we signed up late. And yeah, now we just keep moving closer and closer to the front. So we're not quite there, but we're getting there.
I think it's so cool. And like just having done one trade show and like having a tiny little booth, like I know all the logistics. It's insane and the expense and just like that's a whole business in itself. Like you guys must have like a full-time trade show manager, like figuring that out. I just don't even know how you guys do it. So good job. I'm so proud of you guys.
Oh, thank you. At the this last weekend we had Vanessa, who's really been the first time that we, I was doing it the first few years, and then we had another gal doing it, and but we all had 20 different other jobs too. And Vanessa wears a lot of different hats, but she focused on it, and she this was the easiest show we've ever done because she was so organized and did a great job. I booked the wrong hotel one time. I was pregnant, so I'm going to bring it up, blame it on pregnancy brain. But everybody went to check in, and I mean, we had a team of like 20 people waiting to check in, and we were at the wrong hotel. I was like, I fail. I give up at this job.
Oh
But a lot of
Oh my
logistics for
gosh.
trade shows, and it's another world. And if you know, you know.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. Okay, so speaking of pregnancy, I remember reading like you and Danielle were both pregnant when you guys were like starting the line and being botanical based was really important to you guys. So can you just speak a little bit on that? Like, are you guys still botanical based? Is that important to you still? Or like, let's dive there.
Definitely. Being our first pregnancies, I feel like with the first one, I didn't eat lunch meat or tuna or, all the weird things. And with my third, it was like, I think I was eating lunch meat and tuna every day. But we were hyper aware of ingredients, especially with me being an esthetician. I got all the crazy questions of things that my clients wanted to try and avoid or heard or read online. It was kind of when our customers were becoming little experts themselves because of the internet. So, I think I'm grateful that we kind of launched at this time where it is, your customers sometimes you can find something good or bad about every ingredient online. So, that played a huge role in that. Not only were we trying to include or avoid certain ingredients, even if we had an ingredient that we had very credible sources tell us, this is completely safe, it's used at less than 1%. If the top four searches on Google said that something bad about it, even if it wasn't true, we sometimes just left that ingredient out because we didn't even want to hear about it or mess with it.
Right.
If there was another alternative, but yes, we definitely, are, I would say, more natural than most of the lines out there. We spent a lot of time doing research on ingredients that are more focused on building up the barrier. It's wild when you start creating a product. We knew, okay, we wanted to smell like this, feel like this, dry time is this, it's going to look like this, it's going to do this to the skin. So many describing words. And so you pick kind of your ingredient makeup that you want. And with sometimes with one ingredient comes 10 ingredients that need to go with that one to make it, more emollient or make it dissolve or make it mix with this ingredient or, make it not so it doesn't dissolve when it's sitting in the formula, where it smells and you need an ingredient in there just to, dissipate the scent a little bit. So that was a little wild. So then we would have to go back to the drawing board and heavily research these other 10 ingredients that were just added. And then, oh gosh, maybe we don't want this one ingredient in there. So, it's always been something that we've heavily put a lot of focus into. And I would say today, nothing has changed as far as our research. I would say it was kind of cool when we were starting the line, there were so many different marketing stories out there, right? Like every brand has something. And when I was in it, it was delivery systems or stem cells or enzymes were all really, really big. And so I'm proud to say we put a lot of those to the test and we had a ton of people sampling and trying them. I was using them on my spa when I was still in the treatment room, which was cool. So we were getting real time feedback. And stem cells, just for an example, not to say that stem cells don't work or they're not bad. But in our formulations, we could not tell a difference we would use half on one face, half on the other side. And so we decided to leave them out. There was a few other kind of hype things that we were, okay, well, let's, see if we really do want these in the line. And if we couldn't tell a difference, we left them out and we still are doing those things all of the time. So.
Wow. That is cool that you could test them in your treatment room. That's awesome. So was it hard to find like a lab that kind of, that you aligned with that would let you guys be so involved? Cause I know, labs are a whole different thing, but how many did you guys go through? Do you still use the original one?
Yes, it is a wild thing. We use 5 different manufacturers currently. Okay. Some of them don't do sunscreen. Some of them don't do powder. So they all have different capabilities, different minimums, different times. So it is, we'll probably bring a few products in-house here soon. Some of them are just easy to fill and raw ingredients. And,
that's really cool.
But I would say, yes, we still do use one of the originals. And I would say we were more hands-on than most of the lines out there, and that none of ours are, everything's custom formula. So every ingredient is handpicked from us, by us, which is why it took us 4 years. The balm went through 50 different revisions. We couldn't get it right. We knew what we wanted to create. And so that essentially every lab sample takes at least 2 weeks to give, and then it has to sit in QC. So 50 different revisions is, 2 years right there. So,
Wow. So what did it feel like when you were like making this kind of move and investment? Because like you said, like labs have different minimums and a lot of times it's like a 5,000 per SKU minimum. So like, that's a huge investment, not only like monetarily, but like, where are you storing all of this? And then you have to figure out how to box them all and then shipping logistics. Like that's a huge investment with just time, energy, everything. So what was that like?
It was a little nutty. Luckily, Chuck, my husband, Danielle's brother, had some success in the mining industry. And so they had money to put towards that. I mean, I was making decent money at the spa, but nothing to even come close to what we had.
So did you guys not take out another SBA, another SBA loan?
No, we are 100%
self-funded
still. And
that's amazing.
We're in it for the long haul. We're growing it slow and steady. I think there's definitely opportunities where we could have taken money and, you know, grown it, I guess, faster, but I don't know if that's necessarily always smarter too. Let's see, to answer your question. Yeah, 5,000 is probably the smallest minimum that we've ever seen manufacturers that we use. And you're just thinking, gosh, I hope I can sell this within 2 years before it expires. Or so definitely parts of it have been scary. But there was nothing better than that first New York show when we were just slammed and so busy. And we had buyers from Estee Lauder and L'Oreal coming over, and they're like, what is this? You guys are going to be so good. And so that it definitely was a good jumping off point. I think another thing that helped is that we were all in our 20s when we started this, which is, I think we were just maybe a little young and naive and just kind of had the like, fake it till you make it. Like there's no other option really. And it hurt us a little bit when we started getting into some of the resorts. They were like, well, you know, in a few years, if you're still around, then we'll bring you in. So I joke that me not getting Botox is actually a good business move, because people are like, oh, you're 40 now. Like you're actually know what you're doing. Cause some people didn't take us seriously in the first few years.
Yeah. Wow. But did you ever feel like, oh my God, this is the wrong move? Or like, oh my God, what are we doing? What, like, get self-funded is a different ball game. And that's really cool. Props to you guys. And also, you technically like an indie brand, because that's what indie is. It's independently funded. So
yeah, yes, it's been scary. I'd say none of us have ever been in the boat of like, oh crap, what did we do? We've luckily had growth every single year that we've launched, even during COVID. And I am just so grateful that I didn't own my spa during COVID. Sorella feels so different because there are four of us, and then we have a management team too. So I hated owning my spa. I felt so alone. And so I had my husband, but he had his other business too. And I wish I would have consulted with him more looking back, because after like 6 years of having a liquor license, because my clientele was mainly after work, and my clients, we had these beautiful hanging chairs and they would come and just enjoy a glass of wine. And my husband was like, you're paying $500 a month for a liquor license. You're selling $600 worth of alcohol a month. Like, why don't you just give it to him for free? And never even was on my radar to think about something like that. So he just has a business mind, and I wish I would have probably involved him more in that. But Sorella hasn't ever felt as scary, I think, because I'm not doing it alone.
Yeah, you have a team, and you have a solid team. Okay, can you tell the listeners about Danielle? Because I don't think we ever said like who she is. We keep mentioning her, but.
Well, yeah. So Chuck went to trade shows with me and kind of saw the opportunity. And he really, I guess, with asking me, you know, why do you carry this line? Why do you carry this line? Why do you carry this line? You know, he was realizing that it wasn't smart, that I wasn't capitalizing on, you know, even just something as simple as like shipping or incentives, or, you know, I was placing all these little $300 orders when I should have been placing like one $4,000 order a month. So he saw the opportunity. Obviously I had a strength in, you know, being an esthetician and ingredients. And really the gap I would say was marketing. Everything would have looked, you know, like boring white packaging. These are samples, but just very similar to a lot of other lines that you see out there. And Danielle is my sister-in-law. She's Chuck's little sister, and we've all known each other since first grade. She was always hung out with our group friend. We all had the same bus stop growing up. So I've known her for years. And
that's so sweet.
She is just the person you want planning your wedding. She's the person you want making decisions on your designing your kitchen. Like, she just has a great eye. She's very opinionated in the best way. And she has a great marketing sense too. She helped me with my spa. So I think that's where it came natural. I already knew that she would be a great fit. And so she came to a trade show with us to kind of wrap her head around, you know, if she wanted to take the leap from corporate and really be the marketing director and, or the co-founder. And it was a really fun weekend. The four of us went to the Vegas show. I was 36 weeks pregnant. So it's like the last weekend that I could have traveled.
Oh my God, it was probably so hot too.
From that weekend. But she was like, yes, I see the need for, you know, like a luxe line that you would see in Bergdorf's or Neiman's or something,
yeah,
in the professional pro wholesale world. So she took the reins, and I would say as long as it took me to, you know, design the package, she helped with products and stuff too, but she was really the one that she picked our Pantone. She did our branding, she, the packaging. So yeah, it was a good fit. We all, and there was, you know, it wasn't all rainbows and unicorns to start. Yeah. It took us years to kind of figure out our lanes and, really, you know, kind of stick to our lanes and play off of each other's strengths. But now I feel like we're doing good.
And Sorella means sister, right?
Yes. So that's,
yeah, so that's where the name comes from, right? From you guys?
Yeah, we went back and forth with so many different names. A few of them we loved, but the URL was already taken, or it was hard to spell, or and we wanted something that was symbolic too. So sisters, yeah. Poor Chuck doesn't get any of the spotlight, but he's okay with that. So
yeah, I love that. That's such a magical story that you guys have known each other from the bus stop. Like, it's so cute. I love that. Okay, so your launch, you guys launched at the New York trade show, but like, was that, you launched, then you opened up your website too, or was it like, did you do a soft launch on your website locally? Like, what'd you do?
No, it was not ideal, but I think looking back, unless we would have picked a date, we would have just kept pushing it back because we all did have other jobs. It was just, we kind of just had to pick a date and go for it. We actually were supposed to launch in November at the Live Love Spa show in Napa. And we knew in September that that just wasn't going to work. Unfortunately, we had already paid our deposit. So we just went and checked that out as guests and kind of got our game plan for when we were launched. So we launched in March. And with the Chinese New Year, there was a few delays with some of our packaging. So it was the first time that we saw some of our actual products in the actual packaging. We had, of course, you know, our products, and we had seen the packaging, but we had never seen it filled because we had to ship some of our packaging from China directly to our manufacturer. They filled it and then they shipped it right to New York. That's how close we were cutting it. And some of the cleansers we needed to put labels on by hand. We were putting packaging in boxes because the box company is different. And we got there a few days early, and we were in the Javits Center, and it was freezing because they leave all the loading door docks open, and it was like a blizzard. It was swarming. So we were just in winter jackets. Our hands were like dry and bleeding from like just touching all the cardboard. And it was, it's laughable now. We have a few of the, we may have to make a jig to get the labels straight on. So we have a little Sorella museum in our office, and the little jig's still in the office. And our website went live the first day of the trade show. It was a wild weekend.
So did you get any sales on your website?
We did, I think. I mean, we were running so many transactions through the trade show. I think it was more of just like we went live. I think we announced it on our Instagram, but at that time we really didn't have a ton of, you know, followers because I think we had like one post on our Instagram at that point. It wasn't even like a focus of ours.
No, I think that was so smart of you guys to launch at the trade show and your website because, you know, then these people are like, well, I'm going to go look them up, and then boom, there you are. So smart.
It was an exciting weekend. We signed up 7 pro accounts. And we had no idea what to expect, of course. And then our sales were great. Chuck was so happy. He went and bought all of us Dyson hair dryers. So we felt like it was like Oprah. He was like, hair dryer for you, hair dryer for you. Everybody was just on such a high. And then the next weekend we went to Chicago and did it all over again. That's how close they were. And it was, I mean, I had a 7-month-old at the time and a 2-year-old. It was like a blur almost.
So wild. Yeah. Wow. 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 And they don't let babies in to these trade shows.
I love my babies. Yes, you know. Mine were home with Chuck's parents and my parents. They fully all pulled together and helped out for those 2 weekends. And Danielle brought Alouetta because she was nursing. So she brought her to the first one, and just a whole nother added element.
Yeah. My gosh. Okay. So you started with the four of you guys at the trade show. How many employees do you guys have now?
We brought a few of my estheticians too, to help out with the sales. So there was 7 of us at the first trade show, and we just brought 20 to the last one. We have a few ambassadors. So they're estheticians that are working full time in the treatment room, and they just come and help us out at shows or trainings out in the industry if we need them. So we have 3 ambassadors now. Very proud of that. And how many employees? I mean, we have 3 people that do the shipping. They are amazing. We couldn't do it without them. We have Max, who runs logistics. I think there's 25 now with our sales team. I think we have 9 salespeople, HR. We have Jeanette, who runs the show here at the home office. Adia is in marketing. And Liz, Vanessa, Becca, I don't know, 20, I think 25.
That's amazing. Congratulations. That's really cool. So did you guys ever hire like a brand strategist or like a coach, or was it really just Chuck, Danielle, and you and all your brains put together?
We hired a branding company and a copywriter when we started. And I would say Chuck was so hesitant because he saw Danielle's talents, and Danielle's an amazing writer. And he was like, why are we paying somebody else to do this? So we got it really close. Danielle did an awesome job on just creating Pinterest boards. And we had an idea of like every, like down to the ounce of like what packaging it was going to go into. And then we had like long and short descriptions written about every product. Most of them were named. But the branding company gave us 3 different options for packaging and kind of concepts. And that was so helpful. It kind of really helped us like hone in on just the backstory. Everything from Danielle just had gone to Savannah, and she liked like the old world apothecary, like the grittiness. So our like double S with the crest has like a grittiness to it. And anyways, they just helped us kind of hone in on some like Pantones and some fonts, which was really helpful. It gave us a great jumping off point. And really they just gave us like options. And then Danielle picked all of the final thoughts. And then the copywriter was amazing. And she's going to help us on some projects we have coming up. But Danielle was in labor. It was the 3 of us on the call. She's very, very expensive. So it was like, okay, like we had this set up, and all of a sudden Danielle went into labor 2 weeks early. And she's having contractions. She's like breathing through them while we're having this very important call with the copywriter, who is like, we're talking her through each product. And it was comical looking back on it now. But she came up with like the orangey jelly name, which we love. She kind of added some fun aspects to the line, which we're so glad we used her as well.
Yeah. And so, but as far as like a coach or like a strategist, like, hey, you guys should do this show and not this show. Like, was it all Chuck kind of?
It was all, yeah, it was
so smart.
Yes. And we got some good advice from other brands. I feel like we are good at like when we meet people, just asking them a million different questions. I would say the owner of Live Love Spa guided us, and she came from the resort world, and she's like, 5 years, you've got to pay your dues, 5 years until you get into these big resorts. And I swear it was like on the 5th year is when we got some bigger accounts in resorts, but you have to pay your dues and do iSpa. And we have a great CRM that now we have 7 years of data where it actually can help us make those decisions. But we were shooting from the hip a lot during those first years of, I don't know, like, should we do another Live Love Spa? Should we do another trade show? Should we do a 10x20 booth, or is it worth it to go with a 20x40? So now we have data, and we create campaigns on these other events and things that we do. So it feels a lot more organized.
That's great. I think that I see a lot of, like brand strategists and like coaching and stuff, because it's a lot of solo estheticians like running their their spot, you know, so they don't have like a CEO or that help. So I was just curious if you and if you guys did that. Okay, so how many products did you launch with that in New York, and then how many did you bring to this show?
We launched with 27 SKUs, which I think it came down to like the skin types. And I was very firm on, you know, well, if we don't have something for every skin type, an esthetician isn't going to bring us on because we're not like a well-rounded line. And so I'm grateful that we did do that. It made it a lot challenging, of course, with the 5,000 minimums that we had to meet. But I think it was smart. And now we're up to 40 plus SKUs. So we launch a few products every year, really just kind of trying to keep it a small line, really only launching products that fill gaps or can really help the sales of the esthetician.
Yeah. And you know, you guys have such great education, and that's got to be a big part of your budget too, but maybe a big reason why people choose you guys as well. Like, was that always kind of like the core of Sorella as well? Or is that something you guys have developed over the years?
It is definitely the core of Sorella. At Lime, it truly fed my skincare soul to like teach people how to do a consultation or teach them to retail products. I love so much when somebody's like, I just sold 12 products to one client, or I sold $600 to one person, you know, or, oh my gosh, I just sold $4,000 last month. Cause that is money that is life-changing as a spa owner and esthetician. And that really was, I mean, I could knew that I could, you know, pay my rent based on like treatments and stuff, but everything extra was retail sales. And, it's cool when you set these goals and you exceed them or blow them out of the water. So I started doing these monthly trainings, and I would teach these estheticians how to sell. And so that education was just something that it just felt good to me. And I knew that no matter, I mean, we just taught a class on massage techniques, and it really does nothing for Sorella other than let people know we have a great massage medium. Our massage butter is the best out there. We're not just teaching on product knowledge or on Sorella products. And honestly, if it were up to me, I would teach, you know, classes on brow waxing or like, Bruce, I just love educating so much. We do rein in a little bit, and we teach on more of like retailing. But yeah, you'll see some interesting or more broad topics from Sorella because we are so passionate about, we truly just want people to be more successful. And I think that stems from just me. I don't want people to make the same mistakes that I did. It took me too long to figure out, and I almost quit so many times. Yeah. So,
yeah. And that's really great. You guys are bringing in the summits that you launched last year. Like, that's even taking the education a step further to, like you said, like feeding your soul with all these other estheticians. Like, that's great. Do you want to tell us about the next summits?
Yes. So we just thought, well, let's just try it out and see, and I think what we were also surprised about was, I mean, we had people coming up to us crying, saying that we changed their life, and that changed my life. Truly. It was like, oh my God, it was so powerful. Everybody came out of there, whether they were a Sorella Pro partner or somebody on the team, we all just left there on such a high, so motivated and inspired. I think because a lot of estheticians, we work in a dark, small room for most of our days. And so to be around like-minded people, it's so powerful. So yes, it's a 3-day summit. We did it in Reno last year, but we're bumping it up. We're doing it in Lake Tahoe in September. Okay. We have some amazing guest speakers lined up. It's a really fun structure. So you'll get some hands-on training. You'll get some speakers on all topics, you know, positive mindset to, goal setting to, you'll of course learn about, you know, a more intensive Sorella product knowledge. We're going to be launching some products. There's a gala where you can get fancy, and, we have a fun award ceremony. The food is amazing, and we'll do there's some yoga. One of my favorite guest speakers from the last one was, Melina, and she taught this, it's not a foam roller, it's a cork roller, but she does lashes. And I will say, I'm super competitive. I love working out. I'm pretty much always sore. It's more of the technique that she's selling than this cork roller, but she did mm-hmm. that with all the attendees. And I will say people have written us and they're like, I don't know how I ever lived without this. Like, this is going to get me another 20 years in the industry because my body feels so much better. So, we cool. really try and make it well-rounded. We have a wellness day where you wear leggings and, you know, most of the people were in their Sorella t-shirts or sweatshirts, which was so fun. And we focus more on wellness that day. So it's a really fun 3 days and we hope you guys can come.
When is it?
September 22nd. We start at our corporate office. And so you get to come and see everybody. We do a little champagne welcome. You pick up your grab bags with all your fun merch. And then we are busing everybody up to the, it used to be called Squaw Creek, but it is Everline Resort now. They just changed the name last year. And so it's been an adjustment for everybody. We all grew up with Squaw Creek, but it is this beautiful, yeah. stunning resort. It looks like a Hallmark Christmas movie. It's this like giant black building just set in the mountains. And you can hike to the top and you have this beautiful view of Lake Tahoe. So it's a really fun venue. If you could make a trip out of it and extend your stay and go see Lake Tahoe before or after. But it's a really pretty venue.
That's great. I hope I can make it this year.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Can you tell our listeners where they can find Sorella if they want to become a wholesale partner?
Our website is sorellaapothecary.com. And we do have a 1-800 number that goes straight here to the office. You'll probably have Jeanette answer the phone and she can guide you to, we have territory reps throughout the country. And she can guide you to which of those reps, or we have an application online. If you're interested in opening up a pro account, you can go there, fill out the application and somebody will be reaching out to you and within 48 hours to help customize an opening order.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. I think that was all the questions I wanted to ask you. actually, wait, one more. Okay. So if someone was just starting out in the product line world, they were thinking about doing that. Do you have any advice for them based on your experience?
Opening up your own product line? Yeah, I mean, probably an hour's worth of advice, honestly, but I would say it's just probably like building a house. It's going to cost more and it's going to take longer.
Patience.
Yes. And I think there's so many different ways you could do it. You could go big, you could start with 4 SKUs. I have a friend that she's doing great with just 4 SKUs. I think there's different ways to do it. I think having your customer so precisely picked down, ours has a name. And Stacy is a solo esthetician who, we believe, you know, small fish become big fish. She can afford our opening order. She's busy in the treatment room. She's maybe, a retailing rock star, and Sorella just fits really nicely with her because it's an easy line to get to know. It's an easy line to retail. We have all the education recorded. We make it really easy for you to plug and play into your business. And then we also have a day spa owner. So if you're a day spa owner and you have estheticians under you, we make it so easy for them to get trained. So you're not spending all of your time educating them on Sorella. And then we have a ton of behind the scenes stuff, because that is where my background comes, to just make it easy. We hear it all the time that, gosh, it's just, Sorella's just easy. It's easy to sell. Mm-hmm. It's easy to use. It flies off your shelf. And we have a lot of support to back that up. So I think if you're thinking about it, just having, you know, a business plan, obviously, but having that customer in mind, it makes a lot of decision making along the way pretty easy.
Yeah. That's a great piece of advice. My ideal customer's name is Veronica. So Veronica and Stacy. Oh my gosh, we didn't
You're
talk about
friends, I'm sure.
We didn't talk about Claire.
Oh. So I, you know, fake it till you make it has been my motto with all three of the businesses that I am involved with. And I, you know, when we started, I was the sales rep. I was packing the orders, not just me, Chuck, Max, Danielle, but, you know, the phone would ring and we had a gal that helped us get started. She did a lot of our marketing. She was sales as well, but you know, if she was on the other line or busy, I would answer the phones. And so, you know, good afternoon. Thank you for calling Sorella. This is Claire. How may I assist you? And oh, hi, you know, I'd like some more information on sales. And it was like, hold on. And then I'd like, oh, hi, this is Emily. How can I help you? And everybody would just be dying in the background. But we just thought it was important. Oh, finally, after a year, I started saying Emily if I answered the phone, because I think it is real. And then we had an Emily, or we still do, an Emily that's a sales rep that's been with us from the beginning as well. And she has long blonde hair. So it's super confusing for people. They oftentimes think that they're talking to me and vice versa. So,
Well, that's why I was hesitant to email you, because I'm like, it can't just be Emily at apothecary.com. Because Emily, I talk to you sometimes. And I was like, okay, well, maybe. I don't know.
So, yes, it happens all the time. Yeah. I get DMs on Instagram and vice versa. People reach out to her asking for interviews and she's like, oh, I think you might mean the other Emily. So
yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview with me again after the last one. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, and have fun at celebrating your 1 year old. That's so exciting. And I would love to interview you next. I feel like you are so inspiring as well with all of the things you have going. So we'll have to set that up.
Okay. Yeah. Or just even just Zoom and chat, because I love hanging out.
Yes. Let's do that too.
Okay. I just stopped the